For the first time since March, at least some Wichita Public School students will return to the classroom. The district officially starts the school year today, but concerns about spreading the coronavirus means school will look a lot different this time. To talk to me about that is KMUW reporter Stephen Basaha. Stephen, great to have you today.
Thanks for having me, John.
So in-person classes were suspended by Governor Laura Kelly's mandate way back in March, but in Wichita, they returned to learning today. How will classes be different this fall?
Well, they're going to be decently different from this spring because if you remember, things were thrown together very quickly and without much rigor. There was no grades being taken, no attendance, with the exception of seniors that needed those grades to be boosted up to actually graduate. And a lot of parents were not very happy about that at the time. This year, this school year, that good enough approach is not going to be enough. The school is actually going to try to replicate a traditional school year as much as they can. But this is still a pandemic, and the district recently decided that the coronavirus numbers in our county are bad enough that middle and high school students will be learning virtually only.
So a lot of different approaches, with in-person options for some and virtual options, and a lot in between. What exactly is Wichita doing?
Well, there are two different virtual options. One is their Education Imagine Academy. This is their virtual school that's been around for years, that's kind of tailor-made for online. You're not interacting with teachers every day. You kind of learn at your own pace, but parents actually have to commit their kids to enrolling in that school. The other option is My School Remote, which is basically you're still based at your main school. It's trying to replicate the traditional school experience as much as possible. You're interacting with teachers a lot over things like video chat. And the other option for at least elementary school students right now is in person. Go in with a mask. It's going to look a little different at each different school.
How so?
For one, just how far desks are spaced apart. Some are doing it only 3 feet apart, but at least at some level of distance. Things like specialty teachers, so like your music teacher, instead of the kids all going into the hallway to meet that teacher is going to come to them to kind of keep kids together and keep them from spreading around the building.
Okay. So the way I understand it is when the school board made that decision about 3 weeks ago, that fall sports were also canceled and other activities as well, like drama and debate. But last week, the board reversed that decision. What exactly happened?
Well, the main thing that happened was parents complained and the board listened. They ended up making this decision where activities would be allowed to happen, but modern and higher risk activities like dance and football, where there's much more physical contact, students would not be allowed to take in-person classes while the season was going on, including 2 weeks after the season wraps up. There also won't be any spectators. Board President Cheryl Logan called that a good compromise.
I don't think any of us are 100% happy, but you know what? I think it's a good plan to get our kids back into those important activities and sports.
So that's the current plan to start the school, but if this year has taught us anything, it's that things can and will change. What's the district's plan if the numbers get worse?
Well, the idea right now is to reevaluate things in 9 weeks, and if things get worse, the district could bump up their restriction level. Right now, they're in the third highest of their four different levels. That would mean all students would be learning remotely, not just middle and high school students. It also means the cancellation of all these different sports and activities.
So numbers can get better, and hopefully they do. What happens if the numbers in the county improve?
Well, then the restriction levels can go in the other way around. And the main thing that would change is middle school and high school students would be allowed back into the classroom, the ones that actually want to still be in the classroom. But this 9 weeks to wait and see how things go, period, that's not set in stone. If the numbers in our county swing wildly one way or the other, the district could meet sooner and make some pretty sudden changes.
Well, we'll definitely be checking in with you on any changes that happen next. Stephen, thanks for your time.
Thanks, John.